Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Big Picture. The Fight for the Future of Movies by Ben Fritz is a compelling exploration of the transformation occurring within the film industry. As streaming services begin to dominate and traditional movie studios struggle to adapt, Fritz provides a deep dive into what this means for the future of cinema. The book is meticulously researched, offering insightful analysis into how the shift in consumer viewing habits and technological advancements are reshaping Hollywood. Fritz takes readers behind the scenes of the major studios, revealing the strategies they are employing to stay relevant in an increasingly digital world. Whether you are a cinephile, industry professional, or simply someone interested in the evolution of media, this book offers an illuminating perspective on the battle shaping the future of entertainment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the rise of streaming services. Ben Fritz details how streaming services like Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Hulu have disrupted the traditional film distribution model. These platforms have not only changed how audiences consume content, but have also transformed production and distribution dynamics. Streaming services prioritize direct-to-consumer distribution, bypassing traditional theatrical releases. As a result, films can now reach global audiences instantly and generate immediate reactions on social media. Traditional studios, which rely heavily on box office revenues and delayed release schedules, find themselves racing to catch up with this digital shift. This topic examines the challenges and opportunities this creates for the movie industry, as well as how these services have contributed to the rise of new, diverse voices in filmmaking who may have previously been excluded from the studio system. Secondly, the decline of the mid-budget film. One significant impact of the changing landscape is the decline of the mid-budget film. Movies that typically range from $15 million to $50 million. Historically, these films have been a staple of the Hollywood economy, offering stories rich in narrative and character development. However, as Fritz explains, the major studios have increasingly focused on big-budget blockbusters that ensure international draw and profitability. The rise of tentpole films like superheroes and franchise entries often leaves little room for mid-budget films, which are now primarily finding success through streaming services. This section explores the cultural implications of this shift, as well as the economic factors driving studios to favor big-budget productions over more modest ones. Fritz provides a thorough analysis of how this trend impacts filmmakers' creativity and the diversity of storytelling available to audiences. Thirdly, the shift in audience demographics. Fritz delves into how the changing demographics of film audiences are affecting Hollywood. The traditional assumption that younger audiences are the primary moviegoers is evolving. With the proliferation of streaming platforms, older demographics are finding more accessible avenues to content that suits their tastes. The increasing diversity in storytelling and representation is another trend reshaping the industry. Audiences are demanding more inclusive narratives that reflect real-world complexities, resulting in films that challenge previous stereotypes. This shift has prompted studios to reassess their content strategies and marketing approaches to engage more diverse audience segments. Fritz analyzes how films like Black Panther and Crazy Rich Asians have capitalized on these changes, proving the box office appeal of diversity and inclusion. Fourthly, the power of franchises and brands. Fritz discusses the powerful role that franchises and brands play within the current cinematic landscape. Franchises like Marvel, Star Wars, and Fast and Furious represent billions in box office earnings and have become central to the strategies of major studios looking to ensure profitability and audience retention. This emphasis on franchise-driven content has led to an industry trend where fewer original stories are greenlit and more attention is paid to expanding existing universes. Fritz argues that while franchises provide financial stability, they can sometimes stifle originality and creativity in filmmaking. This section also explores how brands are not only limited to big screens, but are expanding into merchandise, theme parks, and ancillary businesses, creating a comprehensive multi-platform brand experience for consumers. Lastly, challenges and opportunities in global markets. The international market plays a crucial role in the success of modern films, as Fritz details the numerous challenges and opportunities that filmmakers encounter when aiming for worldwide appeal. The global market's increased importance has prompted studios to tailor content that resonates internationally, often incorporating elements that appeal specifically to markets like China, India, and Europe. While reaching a diverse international audience opens up tremendous revenue opportunities, it also presents complex challenges like cultural sensitivity, localization, and censorship. Fritz examines how these factors influence film production, marketing, and distribution strategies. Additionally, the book highlights how emerging economies and developing regions present fresh opportunities for growth, compelling Hollywood to continuously adapt to maintain its global influence. In conclusion, The Big Picture is a must-read for anyone interested in understanding the profound changes sweeping the movie industry. Film enthusiasts, industry insiders, and even casual consumers will benefit from Fritz's insightful analysis of how digital disruption is reshaping Hollywood dynamics. This book is crucial for understanding future trends in entertainment and how they impact filmmakers, studios, and audiences worldwide. Fritz's exploration of topics such as the rise of streaming services, the focus on franchises over originality, and shifting audience demographics provides readers with a comprehensive framework. By understanding these elements, one can make informed predictions about where cinema is headed and develop a deeper appreciation for the cultural nuances in contemporary filmmaking. Whether you are invested in the industry's future or simply enjoy a good movie, this book equips you with the insights to see the larger context of how media consumption is evolving and how it can shape your viewing habits and preferences. If you would like to support Ben Fritz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.